Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, September 22nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Kalaharriak. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the captivating world of Wikipedia articles, unraveling the mysteries and stories behind the topics that pique our curiosity. I'm Alloy, your host for today, and I'm thrilled to explore a fascinating subject that's going to take us on a journey across breathtaking landscapes and cultural history. Today, we have a rather intriguing article on our plate, the mysterious yet enthralling Kalaharriak. Now, imagine a remote corner of the world where landscapes paint a picture of untouched beauty, where history whispers tales that have been woven over centuries. Kalaharriak is one such place, though it may not make headlines or frequently appear on travel guides, yet it stands as a testament to nature's grandeur and the rich tapestry of cultural evolution. Before we dive headfirst into the topic, let's set the scene a little bit. Located in the serene lands of Greenland, Kalaharriak is not just a place, it's a perspective. It's an intersection between natural geography and cultural legacy, inviting us to reflect on how such remote locations contribute to our understanding of the world. But here's a question for you, our astute listeners. Have you ever thought about what it means when such hidden gems like Kalaharriak remain largely unknown to the wider world? Kalaharriak is situated within the serene environments characterized by Greenland's immense ice caps and glistening fjords. It's a place where time seems to have stood still, preserving the raw, elemental forces that have shaped Earth as we know it. For those curious about geological wonders and the Earth's climatic tales, Kalaharriak offers an open book waiting to be read. One fascinating point to ponder is the dual identity of such remote places. On one hand, they're untouched paradises, conserving nature at its purest. On the other hand, they might be on the front line of changes induced by, say, climate variations. This gives us a real-life viewfinder on topics that seem academic at first, until you realize their impact on these exquisite landscapes. While the natural aspect is awe-inspiring, there's more to Kalaharriak than meets the eye. It's steeped in cultural stories reflecting Greenland's rich indigenous history. Imagine the lives of Inuit people who have called such places home for centuries, living in harmony with the land and sea, thriving through an understanding and respect that many contemporary societies can learn from. Isn't it intriguing how regions like Kalaharriak preserve such legacies? A visit here could almost feel like stepping into a history book, witnessing cultural imprints that have cast long shadows over time. Now, here's something to reflect upon. How can we ensure that these cultural imprints are not just respectful artifacts of the past, but vibrant narratives continuing into the future? In a rapidly globalizing world, places like Kalaharriak often find themselves at a crossroads between maintaining their authenticity and embracing modernization. It's a delicate dance, one that raises ethical questions about preserving versus evolving. Perhaps this is where our role comes into play. We, the global audience, the admirers from afar, shape perceptions and influence destinies of such secluded corners. How we engage, learn, advocate, and even visit respectfully makes all the difference. As we draw our conversation to a close, may I propose a challenge? Next time you come across a mention of a place like Kalaharriak, let curiosity be your guide. Explore a bit deeper, imagine the stories untold, and advocate for their preservation. For in doing so, we become storytellers of narratives that deserve to endure. In wrapping up, dear listeners, your intellect and interest can make waves, even if subtle. So, in whatever way you find meaningful, reflect on the stories behind the landscapes, be it Kalaharriak or elsewhere. Let's inspire each other to keep questioning, exploring, and preserving the wonders of our world. Thanks for joining me on this journey. Until next time on Wikipedia, where we continue to unearth the stories hidden in the pages of Wikipedia, remember, every place, no matter how remote, holds a story waiting to be unveiled.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Kalaharriak. Thanks for listening. See you next time.